Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hour number 3, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're live at Circus Sports in Kentucky at the Mint at Kentucky Downs as they get ready for the big game this weekend. But all the way out in Santa Clara, California, where the Super Bowl will be played, is our man Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. It's Hot Mike. He has been out there with Chad Withrow this week. Hut, how you doing? You having fun?
Having a blast, man. Good to be back on with you guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. So what are some highlights of maybe some guests that you and Withrow have had?
Well, the highlights are always the guests who are trying to sell something as the guest. let's be honest with that. Like the best ones. Look, the best one, I'll be honest, is Tony Vitello. Nice. I hit up Tony V, and he had us over to the ballpark, and we got a tour of the stadium with him, and we did a sit down, me, Withrow, and Tony V from the clubhouse over with the Giants. It was really cool, and we'll have that out in the next couple of days. But he's really good. He still talks a lot about Tennessee, a lot, and he's opening up. He's got pitchers and catchers report on Tuesday, I believe, and then he's got game number one. His debut will be against the New York Yankees.
That is incredible, and I feel like this is one of those things. It was just an opportunity you couldn't pass up. But
right, oh yeah,
so because of that, I am pulling so hard for him to be successful.
Yeah, look, think about all the coaches and young managers that are pulling for him.
Yeah,
because of what he represents, and look, I told him yesterday, as we were chatting, by the way, yesterday he was touring a condo and he still hasn't found a spot to where he's going to live yet. But the condo's overlooking left field of the ballpark. So he's never lived further than 7 minutes away from anywhere he's worked. So that's what he's looking for. No, he represents a lot, Chase, and the thing is, like I mentioned to him, I said, I don't want you. There's a lot of talk about him and his temper or his energy, how passionate he is about wins and how much it frustrates him and really angers him when he loses. Like, it really gets to him. And it's 162. I get the longevity of the season, and I said, I hope you don't lose that, man. I said, why would you change? It's like. Yeah. It's like Robert Saleh talks about this. It's like, Robert Saleh is a great defensive play caller. Great developer of talent. He gets the most out of the players around him. He's done that defensively. And I think Tony needs to continue to have that passion. And I said, along with, you're a college coach coming into the league. You also probably, you're going to bring in the bat flips and the flair and the taunting, aren't you? I mean, that's what they did at Tennessee.
Yeah.
See more of that, too, with the Giants.
I think it'd be good for baseball. Jonathan Hutton is with us here on the program. Have you talked
to him? Is Big Joe there?
He's
Is Big
here.
Joe there?
What's
He's
up,
here.
Buddy? I'm just waiting.
Oh, what's
turn,
up, man? I just haven't heard from you.
I'm waiting my turn, man.
You're eating, aren't you? Are you eating?
I am not. I'm waiting on bated breath to ask my question.
Well, Sorry. You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead and ask your question.
All right. So last night, and I told Chase this when the Patriots made the Super Bowl, it was going to be a bad 2 weeks for the Titans because of Mike Vrabel. Last night he wins. All the talk. Why'd you let him go? Vrabel wins Coach of the Year last night. And you talked to a lot of people out there. What's the vibe regarding Vrabel and the Titans, or is there one at all?
Well, the vibe is the Titans are idiots. it's the same vibe that it is in Nashville in regards to what you're seeing the former coach do. There's no way that they that they're going to be looked at as the forgotten team here, because he's doing it in year one after taking it wasn't a year off. He was in Cleveland, but
right,
yeah. So like, yeah, that's part of the storyline is the Tennessee Titans after he went to the AFC Championship game. Now he's in the Super Bowl. And look at this. I mean, he's got a lot of staff members, several staff members from his time here that are with him now. So, like, it's not just him. Like, Stretch, you know, Stretch can win a Super Bowl on Sunday. There's a lot of, Harold Landry can win a Super Bowl on Sunday. There's a lot of former Titans players and personnel and employees that are, you know, have a chance to put on a ring. That's pretty cool.
Do you get asked it when you're out there, people like, you know, what was your take? Because you're in Nashville, and do people ask you about, you know, your thoughts on what happened?
You know what, Joe? They ask more. So in this game, Mike Vrabel is the most popular person in this game on Sunday. No one's more famous than him. It's more about his personality and his demeanor, his alpha, you know, his swag, I guess. I always say, like, the first time I ever met him, I was at the combine when he'd just been hired, and I put my hand out to shake his hand, and he's like, "Oh, I heard about you," and he slapped me like I was the Big Show in WWE on my chest, you know, like I needed my heart shocked back, you know, like it was like jarring. I wasn't expecting it, but that's him, man. Like that's his mentality all the time. He had the great response, the great line back to Lawan in Compton this week. It was just he came in ready to go, and whenever he's got extra time to prepare, he normally puts on a show. He normally plays winning football. So we'll see. But I think Seattle's a really good team.
If he wins, where does this put him in, like, the –
Puts him in the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I guess you're right.
It puts him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's just, you know, Robert Kraft is going to go to the Hall of Fame eventually too because of this. He made the move and get rid of a coach in 1 year to go get Vrabel. You know, like that. There's a quality to the Patriots organization where they, you know, they've had this long drought of championships, and now they're back in it. You know, that's also the running joke here in San Fran. No one's talking about the Seahawks at all. No one's talking about Sam Darnold. No one. I don't hear a lot of talk about that. I'm across the Outkick set up across the way from Seattle's. I guess their local, one of their local radio stations. I don't know if it's their flagship or not. But, you know, that's probably the only station talking Seahawks.
It's just crazy, I mean, that he's got him there. And the fact that, you know, look, I think Seattle's a better football team than the Patriots are. We'll see on Sunday. But the fact his record, and you know this, Jonathan, after being off 2 weeks, Vrabel's almost like George Patton. Man, I mean, he'll have that team prepared on Sunday.
Well, he keeps his guys locked in. I think that's – the standard is the standard, right? Like he doesn't get too high or too low based on the situation. I know this for a fact. Like the one thing he has worked on to change is realizing that not everyone in the locker room is going to approach the game and every practice and every moment the way he does.
Right.
And you know, he wanted to change that. He said he learned that in his 1 year where he just had a time to step back and observe how other coaches manage certain things behind the scenes in Cleveland. And I don't know if this is Fansky or someone else.
Right.
Who he noticed, who's trying to take those qualities there. And look, I mean, he's got Josh McDaniels right there too. But without Vrabel, I mean, this is the Vrabel elixir. I don't think anyone's shocked that early on here's what it is. And I think Robert Saleh falls into this, Joe. When Vrabel was hired, the players on the team didn't need to go to the first meeting to figure out what their coach was about.
Right.
Robert Saleh is one of, John Harbaugh, Robert Saleh. Who else will we put on this list that the players in the locker room already know before they have the first team meeting what their coach is about?
That's a
great question. You know what to expect. I think there's those two. I think it's Robert Saleh and John Harbaugh. I don't know Stefanski behind the scenes like that. I don't know if McCarthy is going to have dad jokes or if he's going to be, you know, relatable to the team. I think it's those two. Maybe I'm missing a coach here, but I think it's just them.
I think that's important. Maybe. I mean,
who's that?
New coach.
Oh, a new coach.
One of the new coaches that were hired. Like before you hear them talk and address the team, you already know. I think it's just those two.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
You know, also, Jonathan, Drake May said this last night. One of the first things Mike Vrabel told the team when they got out there, they're all sitting around like, all right, what wisdom he's going to give us? Vrabel said, when you go back and forth from the practice field to the facility and a security guard asks for your pass, give it to him. I don't want to hear anybody griping and bitching about having to show your pass. He said the security guard's got a job to do. You do what they say. And they're like, that's the first. And that just goes with Vrabel. It's like, do the little things correct, and the big things will take care of himself. I thought that was a fascinating way to start off Super Bowl prep, but telling them, honor what the security guards are going to tell you, and I don't hear anything else besides that.
Yep. I mean, and look, it eliminates one stress point and one annoyance where they're not going to be annoyed by that because Brable addressed it. Now it's a team rule.
Wow.
You know, it's not the rule of the stadium. It's the rule of the coach.
Exactly.
That's what he's done. And it's annoying to him too, but he just wears the pass around his neck. You know, he doesn't care. The players want to, you know, dress up like Project Runway. So there's a difference.
Jonathan Hutton is with us from Outkick added at the Super Bowl. You know, we haven't gotten a chance to talk to you with Robert Saleh coming on, Brian Daboll, now Gus Bradley, Bones Fossil will remain. That's a ton of experience on this coaching staff. And, oh, by the way, they have the fourth overall pick and $100 million in cap space. I feel like I've seen this movie before. Oh, wait, it was the Patriots last year. So do you trust Mike Borgonzi to not necessarily get them to the Super Bowl? I think that's a lofty expectation. But to put enough into this team that there's going to be vast improvement from what we've seen the last few years?
So with the previous staff – At least we knew what we didn't know. We could all acknowledge we don't know what to expect because none of these dudes had been in this role before. Now, when all these previous coaches have been in the roles, they've had success as coordinators, but not as head coaches long term.
Right.
So that's also a factor in all this. But look, the idea that so this is how I know Borgonzi made the hire. He was the only one that was going to make an alpha hire. And I think with Saleh, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that they got it right in terms of setting up everything with experience, with the expectation that they've been there, they've made certain calls, they know what they want to do differently. They also know what they believe in and stick to because they don't feel it was their fault. They just need to rely on their gut, rely on their talent. And you know, go with their decision instead of doing something to make something easier on someone else. I think general managers do that sometimes with head coaches during the draft. I think head coaches do that for some of their coordinators or players. I think Saleh's going to go by his way more, and maybe he did. And if he doesn't, maybe he's learned from certain mistakes and he's going to lean on Daboll. I think you've got a head coach of the offense, and then you have the head coach. And I think that's great. I don't worry one bit about Robert Saleh calling plays as the head coach because we've seen him call plays before. We didn't see Callahan call plays, let alone just be a head coach. So it's a different beast with Saleh because again, he knows what the bar is, what the standard is to call the defensive game, and he wants it back. He wants to be the head coach, but also call plays. I love that. I would not shy away from that. I think that's also a key here is what the defense can now do. And look at the injuries that the San Francisco 49ers had this past year. Think about the Titans' defensive front. The Titans are now going to be built from the front. They've got a lot of work to do on the back end, a lot with corners. But Jeffrey Simmons is going to get some help. And you're also going to see development because everywhere Saleh has been, he develops players and gets players in the right position to make a play. Not necessarily a Pro Bowler, although that's not very hard to make anymore, making the Pro Bowl. But the Robert Saleh dynamic here is more than just, oh, he's the head coach. It's his entire staff, and it's very impressive.
Oh, it is. Let me ask you this. Chase threw this out earlier, which I loved. Titans got the number 4 pick. Max Crosby has gone on the record. He'd like to play for Mike Vrabel. What if the Titans did a trade, the number 4 overall pick for Max Crosby? Would you be down with that?
What's the – well, let me – Yes, but like, okay, how old is he, Joe?
Is he 29?
Hang on, I can tell you. He is 28.
28.
He'll be 29 in August.
Okay.
I would just draft a defensive end.
So like Ruben or
pass
or...
rusher. Yeah. I would just at four, I would just get the rookie deal.
Okay. That's I mean, that, look, that's
fair. You get a premier pass rusher there. And it's not like you're trading for more picks or draft capital. So yeah, I would just guarantee that I'm getting the young pass rusher that, and again, Robert Saleh factors into this, that you will develop over time. You've got a young pass rusher, a young quarterback on a rookie contract, and you have Jeffrey Simmons leading the way. I don't think that's a bad option. I don't need I it's not to say that Max Crosby can't be used in
Well, sorry about that. Had some technical difficulties there. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday, live at Circa Sports in Kentucky. You can come up here and watch the big game on Sunday. They'll have a lot of things going on and giant screens showing it. So you can check that out. Our thanks to Jonathan Hutton from OutKick for joining us as well.
Are you laying a wager on the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Yes. I don't know what it is yet, though. I'll do some touchdown props, I guess I lean Seattle, but I just have that feeling of Vrabel.
The more Hutton was talking about that, the more I'm going to take, if I was going to bet, Seattle.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about him.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about Darnold. Nobody's talking about, hey, I'll bet you 80% of the people can't name Seattle's head coach.
And who's to say that Mike McDonald doesn't have the same effect as Vrabel?
True. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Because his team loves playing for him.
And they love playing on the road. But so does Vrabel. I know they're 9-0, but the Seahawks, these games they had versus the Niners, the games versus the Rams, the three times they played the Rams this year, it was something else. But I just think they're like, all right, Vrabel can get all the accolades, the Patriots and everything. We're just going to be about business. And I think that's a really, really good football team that's going to win on Sunday.
So I want to ask you this before we get to David Kells, who's our next guest, because I think you forgot about this because you had promised me this and I did some research. The starting 11 on offense for the Titans, if you were going to go Titans.
Why you needed to smack me in the face, man?
I was waiting for you to bring it up because we did defense.
Quarterback's easy.
McNair.
We'll give you two running backs. We'll give you two running backs, right? Because you have a fullback running back. We're gonna go we're gonna go the normal set.
So we can't go 12 personnel?
We're not going 12. You're gonna have two wide receivers, tight end, two running backs, linemen, and the quarterback.
Okay.
So if you're gonna put a starting 11 Titans all time team on the field Sunday in the Super Bowl, who would it be? Not the greatest 25 year anniversary. Just the guys you think are on there. Quarterback's easy. Two running backs are easy. Wide receivers are easy. Wide receivers, Derek Mason, A.J. Brown.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm going – I'll put Eddie at halfback, and I'll line Derek up at fullback.
Go ahead. We'll go two running backs. Yeah. We'll do the Rocky Blyer, Frank O'Hare situation.
Frank at tight end.
Absolutely.
Derek and A.J. at receiver.
Uh-huh.
Offensive line, I put a lot of thought into it, but it's relatively easy for me. Hopkins at left tackle, Bruce at left guard. Center, I'm going to go Kevin Mawai.
All right. I'm going Ben Jones.
All right, and I know a lot of people would probably go Ben Jones, and that's fine. Right guard, I'll go Benji.
Uh-huh.
And right tackle, which is probably the toughest position on the offense, I am going to go Big Country David Stewart.
Amen, brother. Almost down. The right tackle was tough because – I'm a big Jack Conklin fan. I think he's a hell of a right tackle. Had he not gotten injured in 17, I know he's still playing, but he was playing such a high level. And then, Runyon was so good at right tackle, who left and went to the Eagles. But Big Country David Stewart was a mauler. A mauler. And Fisher loved David Stewart, too, as well. So, yeah, I'm pretty much the same with you. I mean, those are your starting 11. I'd put that 11 on the field on the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Who are your special teamers?
Punter, Hintrick. Long snapper, I think Morgan Cox is going to be in the Hall of Fame one day probably.
Okay, that's fair.
Returner, I go Derek. I mean,
all right.
DK's only given me 1 year. I need to see a larger sample size from that.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's pretty good.
You take him over Derek Mason?
It's tough, but no. Probably, I'd probably lean Derek.
Hell yeah, I'll lean Derek. Yeah.
Well, okay. Can I go kick returner and punt returner?
Sure.
All right. Derek kick returner, DK punt returner.
I thought Derek didn't return kicks. Did he just do punts?
You're right.
Which I've told Derek this before. Punts. I would. Why Derek Mason should have been back there every time.
What about Mariani?
No. Oh well. Okay. Well, let's go punt kickoff. Oh man, he was good. He made Pro Bowl that year in 2010.
All right, maybe Mariani with kicks and Derek with punts.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Kicker. I mean, I would say Baronis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, offensive coordinator.
Dinger.
I'm going Art Smith.
Okay.
That game plan to beat the Patriots and the Ravens is something.
We'll agree to disagree on that one.
Okay.
I'll go Dinger. Defensive coordinator, I'll say Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz, yeah.
Head coach.
Ah, Fisher.
The Fish.
All day, right?
Special teams, Alan Lowry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you sure. Yeah. I mean, that's.
There you go.
Yeah, there's your team. So the 11 was easy on offense. The right tackle was the question. But I'd put those 11 out there on Sunday against the Seahawks, especially A.J. Brown and Derek Mason. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. 9194 says, the Titans scored 24 points against the Seahawks and only scored 13 against the Patriots when they played.
Seattle was playing with their food that day.
They were, yeah.
They knew they were going to win, and they just came to town and – did just enough to get the win. We commented about that on that Monday after the Seahawks came. We were like, that's a really good football team that really just wanted to get the job done and get out of town. That's what they put.
Chase and Big Joe on 2-5 the game here on this
I think the
Friday. We're live at Circus Sports in
just enough to get it done. And then we'll
with the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. But we say hello now to our buddy David Kells.
We will talk to
David Kells. He's with Rich Arena and the Nashville Predators. David, how you doing?
Friday.
Spot it's a good day. How about y'all? The sun is out. You're 50. This is amazing.
Oh, it's definitely a lot better than it was the last couple of weeks. That is for sure.
No doubt.
Really cool. Got to be there the other night, Wednesday night, with Luke Bryan. His bobblehead night. He sang the anthem. He was there with his family. And, I mean, to me, this is just a Nashville thing that you all have developed these relationships with these artists that you can ask them to do things like this. So how does all of that come about, and how cool was it to have Luke in the building on Wednesday?
He's always an awesome supporter of the organization. You know, he sang the anthem numerous times. He's saying it during our playoff runs. But one of the things that we're super fortunate to be is we're people's hometown arena. We're people's hometown team. So they may be, you know, superstars and travel the world, but when they come to see a show, they come to Bridgestone Arena to see that show. When they come to see a hockey game, they come to root on the Preds. When they come to a family show with PBR or the rodeo, they come with their family to us. So it's a wonderful relationship that we have with Luke Bryan's team. Dierks Bentley did a bobblehead earlier this year. We've got Mike Fisher and Carrie Underwood coming up later. Last year, there were a whole bunch of great ones. So it's just wonderful to be people's hometown team, people's hometown place for entertainment, and it just makes Nashville special as a whole.
You know, and it's obviously, like, if you ask somebody and they can't do it, it's disappointing, but how many times do you run into, you ask them and they're like, man, I really want to, but I'm on tour, or I got something going on. I feel like you guys have run into that a time or two.
And that's what it is. It's never a hard no. It's never a, oh, sorry, Preds, we don't do that. It's a scheduling thing, or they want to make sure that it's as big as possible or as meaningful as possible. I mean, Luke Bryan the other night was tied to heart charities for people with, you know, different heart diseases, and that's something close to his team and his camp. So we were able to tie in charity initiatives, and sometimes we use it as promotional for an upcoming concert. So it's all these great things that are able to come together.
David Kells is with us from Bridgestone Arena, the Nashville Predators. David, I know that there's a nice little break here for the hockey team, but that means that you still work. I mean, there's a lot of things happening, especially next week. Virginia and Ohio State are coming here for a basketball game. SEC tournament's coming back in March. I mean, do you ever have a break?
We do, but I mean, we've got a great team to make sure people get home and see their family and loved ones, but I say all the time, without people coming in to see something awesome, Bridgestone Arena is just four walls and some seats. And it really is that connection of a great event with the great fans that make it something special and create memories for everybody. So when we saw that the Olympic break was there, my gosh, we reach out to event producers and promoters and let them know we've got some dates here, and they bring amazing things to us. You mentioned the Ohio State Virginia game. That college basketball landscape has changed, so we're doing a lot more one-off games. So this will be another great one coming our way. On February 15th, we have Ashanti and Trey Songz coming our way. So again, something for everybody during while the Preds are out on the Olympic break.
I got to think people see, or event people, promoters see how well the SEC tournament is run, and you guys do such a great job. That arena looks so good. I got to think people look at that and say, you know what? Let's get a basketball game in there. Is this kind of how the Virginia-Ohio State game came about?
Correct. I mean, the entire SEC team, because they're here right in year in and year out, we know them, they know us, we know how to do things well, we know how to grow things every year. And so it's become a destination for basketball. And now with basketball programs looking for different ways to play games, we're a great city for that. We are a destination city. So people know that, my gosh, your fan bases are going to travel to come to have a great time in Nashville, see a great game, and enjoy the rest of the city for a couple of days.
Absolutely. And, David, I think you also got a little ace up in the sleeve with – F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville. I mean, that we've done Chase and I've done Cats games up there. What a nice little place to have up there. And I say nice little place like it's the little brother to Bridgestone Arena. But, I mean, I think it's a perfect arena. It's in a great city in Clarksville. You guys got to be over the moon how great that place is.
It is great. And it's again, the community responding to the entertainment that's coming their way. Tonight we've got Legacy Fighting Alliance, so MMA-style fighting. It's our second time in 6 months with them, and sales are exponentially bigger than last time. So for everybody who's out there wants to come out, see some great MMA, doors are at 5, first fights are at 5:30, the main card starts at 8. But again, it's wonderful offerings for them. We just had Globetrotters up there last week. We've got ZZ Top coming to Clarksville. We've got American Floyd, which is a Pink Floyd laser light show coming our way. And then the TSSAA basketball games will be up there. So it's something wonderful for Clarksville. It puts Clarksville entertainment on the map and provides a service and drives people to downtown Clarksville. And I'm actually, when I hang up with you guys, I'm getting in the car and heading there.
Oh, very nice. David Kells is with us from the Nashville Predators. So how does the strategy work of when to announce events? Because that's the fun part, too, is – we sit here and talk about, you know, what you got going in the next few weeks, but I know that talk is about to become what's coming up in the next few months that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah, and it's really around the artist cycle. You know, you try to line up to make as much noise as possible when you have an album coming out or when you have a tour coming out on the road. Is there a TV appearance or a late night show, or is there a special, or, you know, folks lining up with the Super Bowl? Everybody tries to make sure that there's a lot of the spotlight on that performer to maximize, you know, people's awareness of what you've got coming on. But you hit the nail on the head. There's kind of a lull right around Christmas until now when events really aren't going on sale. People are still making plans. People are still making routings and all that kind of stuff. But right now is when we're making big announcements. We just announced the Black Crows a couple days ago. Zion Malik's coming to Bridgestone Arena. Diljit Dojan's coming. So a lot of great events have started to announce because the beginning of the year and tours are ready to get out there and fans are ready to buy tickets.
David, I think the world of you. You just do such a great job. Let me ask you this. How many years have you been doing what you're doing and with the arena and everything? How long have you been there?
I've been with the Preds for 20 years now, and I've been in the booking chair since 2012. And it's awesome. It's a great team. It's a great place to be. And Nashville's a wonderful market that supports live events.
Yeah, have you ever thought when you started this that there'd be a moment, because stand-up comedy has become so big, like Bargatze and Shane Gillis, do you ever think you'd get to that place where you're selling out the arena with stand-up comedy guys?
I'd like to think I could predict the future and I knew this was all part of my divine plan or something like that, but no. The way Nashville has grown, the way comedy has grown in Nashville and that whole community – with the folks at Outback Presents and Zanies have nurtured a real culture in town. And it's amazing to see these folks sell out, you know, 16,000 tickets for a comedy show. I wish I could say it was part of my plan, but it's wonderful to be here and be part of the wave.
Well, we're going to give you credit for that. David, in your job since 2012, is there one act that you booked where as you move yourself from your job, you become a fan where you just sit there, maybe see them at soundcheck and go, what in the world? How did I get to this spot right here? Is there one moment that stands out for you?
I don't know one moment, but, you know, I make sure I watch three or five songs of every show because you can get tied up in paperwork and you can get tied up, you know, doing spreadsheets and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, seeing fans enjoy the shows, seeing fans have a great time, whether I know every lyric to the songs or not, it's a special moment when an artist is able to connect with the fans and the lights go down and people start screaming and there's just an energy that, you know, bleeds over to everybody and you get to be a part of it. It's awesome.
Is there one act that's your dream act to book that you've never booked yet?
It's a short list of folks who haven't played Bridgestone Arena. You know, Radiohead's never played Bridgestone Arena. But the other crazy thing is there's so many new headliners. There's so many people who weren't playing big arenas this time 12 months ago. You know, we have Red Clay Strays with two sold-out shows.
Yeah.
We have Treaty Oak Revival with two big shows. Those folks were not playing arenas 6 months ago, and now they're on the biggest stage in Nashville. It's awesome to see, and that pipeline just keeps coming. There's great people. There's great fans out there who are selling big tickets that weren't around not that long ago.
David Kells is with us. I just want to go ahead and let you know something. I was looking at the calendar, and I'm going to spoil something for you. April 19th through the 30th, you have that. There's nothing going on. You're going to have some playoff games during that time. Yeah. So I just want to throw that out there
I'm
in the universe.
This team is scratching and clawing for every point. If anytime you come to a Preds game, you don't want to leave early. Our comeback games, our overtimes, it's exciting hockey to watch. And this team cares, and they're pushing for it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. David, always fun to talk to you, and hopefully you got some wrestling announcements coming up. You know I like that. But always
we do. So look for stuff for Nashville and Clarksville. We got you.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. I like that. David, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You too. David Kells, Chief Venues Officer with the Predators in Bridgestone Arena and F&M Bank up in Clarksville as well. We'll come back. We'll give our final predictions, I guess.
Yeah, we're not going to waste your time.
For the Super Bowl and what day is it? And celebrity birthdays. We'll do that as well. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game. Hey, text in the keyword Hardy, Hardy, to the game text line at 615-737-1025. That's Hardy for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to either of TNA Wrestling's two shows next weekend. No Surrender on Friday the 13th and or Impact on February 14th at the Pinnacle. 615-737-1025. Text Hardy, Hardy, now on the game text line. Good luck. You'll have a chance to win those tickets. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
Okay, first on the list is Bubblegum Day. If you like a good, you know, stick of bubblegum, slice bubblegum, whatever. Give Kids a Smile Day. I believe bubblegum does that as well. Yeah. International Day of Zero Tolerance to Female Genital Mutilation. So let's be careful with that. Lame Duck Day is today. Let's see. National Frozen Yogurt Day is today. National Chopsticks Day. I really should just like scan through these. National
best.
Wear Red Day. It's a power move. Pay a Compliment Day is today.
Oh, back up. Why are we wearing red?
It's a power move, Joe.
No, there's a purpose.
It shows strong power, I think, if I remember correctly.
Why don't you read the little caption?
It doesn't say a caption on here, Joe. It just says it's observed on the first Friday of February.
I think it's for the American Heart Association.
It is.
I'm sorry.
National Wear Red Day.
Yes. Okay. I wish it would say
it's
that.
Actually for women's heart health.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you for the clarification.
You bet, buddy.
Pay a Compliment Day is today.
Good
and
job.
Today is Ronald Reagan Day. So
Ronald Reagan, our president. Today's his birthday. All right, here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays. Get these within two. Dr. Crane, since we're on the road, you get to start first. Ready?
Sure.
Former Ohio State punter, NFL punter. He played quarterback at Ohio State, too. Tom Tupa.
49.
59. 60. Chase on the board, the one. Chaser, how old is Kurt Abbott, former Major League Baseball infielder?
57.
62.
57 exactly. Good Lord. 3-0. Dr. Crane, how old is former TSU NBA All-Pro Carlos Rogers? How old is Carlos Rogers today?
58.
47.
56. Dr. Crane's on the board. Chaser, how appropriate today. How old is Fred Miller? Oh, false start Fred for the Titans?
56.
55.
53. Dr. Crane, it's now 3-2. Dr. Crane, how old is former Alabama quarterback Brody Coyle? Brody Croyle.
Coyle or Croyle?
I can't remember.
61, it doesn't matter, Jeff.
Croyle.
45.
43. Chase is up 40. You guys have gotten every one of these right there. Chaser, how old is Axl Rose? Lead singer of AC/DC.
That's actually true. 60.
63.
64. Look at this battle. It's 4-3. Dr. Crane, how old? Not going to Rickroll you, but today's his birthday, Rick Astley.
Today's his birthday. I'm going to go 63.
Man, that's a good guess. 65.
He is 60 years old. So we go to the lightning round. It is now 4-3. Chaser, you go first here. How old is actress Mamie Van Doren? Mamie Van Doren.
81.
84.
95. Dr. Crane, how old is actor Mike Farrell? He was on MASH.
82.
83.
87. Chaser, how old is the great singer Fabian? Not Fabio, but Fabian.
72.
77.
83. Dr. Crane, how old is actress Kathy Najimy? She was in Veronica's Closet, and she's also a voice of King of the Hill.
I'm going to go with 67.
66.
69. We're tied at 4. Chaser, how old is actor-director Robert Townsend?
67.
64.
69.
Nice.
Chase is up 5-4. Dr. Crane, how old is country singer, fan of the show, Richie McDonald, of used to be of Lone Star?
58.
Lone Star. 61.
64. Dr. Crane, all right, it's 5-4. Dr. Crane, this is the last birthday. You ready?
I'm ready.
How old, former NBC anchor Tom Brokaw?
Oh, boy.
Take 70? Your time. Take your time with this.
82.
93.
86 years old. Chase wins on our Friday Big Show edition, 5-4. It's a battle, though. I like it.
That was a battle.
I'd like to take this to the committee. I think there's some injections that were involved. I don't know if it involves manhood injections.
Listen, on this day, all people have passed away on this day. Babe Ruth, Aaron Burr, Ronald Reagan, Bob Marley, Rip Torn, Natalie Cole, and Zsa Zsa Gabor were all born on this day.
That's a good one. Well done.
It's a great one, pal.
Yeah. I was going to say something. I forgot what it was.
Nah, don't worry about it. We got that's 3 minutes good. Left. Make your prediction.
I'm going to say Seattle wins 31-27.
Ooh, Dr. Crane.
New England 17-13.
Oh.
Low scoring.
Seattle 41-13.
Okay. All right, Joe thinks it's a blowout.
I do. The Patriots, the more they've gone in these playoffs, the less amount of points, the fewer points they scored. And I think the Seahawks are just a damn good team.
Yeah, they are. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. Okay, never mind. This is about Dan Rather.
Dan Rather?
He had a boat name assignment, so whenever he was off, they'd say Dan Rather is on assignment. It usually meant he was on his boat.
Maybe we start doing that for you when you're off.
I'm on my boat's name assignment?
Not your boat. Maybe your scooter. Something you wheel around town in.
Dale Earnhardt's boat was named Sunday Money.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a reason behind that?
Because he's after Sunday Money.
Okay.
Makes sense. Race.
Maybe that's a good question. What would you name your boat?
That could be a good one.
I'd name it Hyaluronic Acid.
Hyaluronic Acid, I believe.
What is it? Hyaluronic?
Something like that.
You don't even know.
Dr. Crane, would you name yours after Nani?
It's personal. I can't tell you guys.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I would see the name of the boat.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's the name of the boat?
It's personal. I can't tell you.
I hear David James. Is that a boat you and David James will go out on?
No.
Like
no,
the
this
love
is
boat?
No, a different boat. This
if
is.
If we did a reboot of the love boat, you'd be Gopher. That's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
The show ended 30 years before you were born.
I'd name my boat Double Motors.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is fantastic. With that is going to do it for us.
It's a big weekend here. Listen to our guys out there. If you're going through anything, listen, please. I need you to reach out to me anywhere. There's avenues you could talk. I just need you to talk, right? I need you to open up, whoever it is. I tell you all the time, open it up, really save my life and change my life, and I want the best for you. So some days the journey's rough. I understand it, but I want you to know how powerful you are. Again, when you walk into a room, people light up. They think about you. They smile. Please know that. Please find the gratitude in your life and know that more than anything, that Chase and I and the gang here at 102.5 The Game, we love you. And know this, more importantly, more than anything else in this world, please know that God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the big game. DVD coming your way next, and we'll talk to you Monday at noon on 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.